We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ava.
Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you? How's life?
Oh my God, everything is grand over here, just working away.
Yeah. Congrats on 2 years of Sweet But Psycho. I can't believe it's been 2 years already.
I know. Time literally does fly. Like, it really does. But I'm so happy with everything and it's been great, except for this pandemic.
Yeah, besides all that madness, I just can't believe it's been 2 years. And we're still playing the hell out of it on 96.5 TDY. We're still, did you think like when you were recording that song, like, hey, in 2 years, all of y'all are going to be still playing this song and ever like really jumpstart my career? Did you have these thoughts while making that?
No, I didn't. I literally didn't. I didn't know what was going to happen. It's crazy. 30 days into the release, like, this song was going number one everywhere in Europe and I just freaked out. And the next thing I know, I'm on a plane to Europe. So it's like everything after that plane ride is like a blur.
Isn't that crazy? That's just so nuts.
It's insane.
And here you are now with another hit song on the radio, Kings and Queens. I mean, the production's just crazy. You sound fantastic on it as always.
Thank you.
Sounds so good on the radio. A song full of women empowerment. I'm not even a woman, but I feel empowered when I hear it.
You're like woman empowerment, female empowerment.
Yeah. And like, you know, I still, it's just so catchy. So, such a good message. What does the song mean to you?
Thank you. The song really is just about like growing up and not seeing enough queens in positions of power. I really felt like, you know, what is wrong with the world? Why is there only men in positions of power? And so, you know, I felt like I wanted to see my ladies get higher and higher, you know, in their careers and in places in their careers. And I feel like for me too, it was so hard to make it in the industry for years and years. And finally with Sweet But Psycho, something, you know, it did what it did. But I think that was years and years of manifesting. It's like, it shouldn't be as hard. Why is it so hard for females to make it other than, you know, rather than men? You know, why? It should be equal. And so I really believe that. And you know, it goes with a lot of things. You know, they compare women more than men. It's like, it's always something to do with that, you know? So I think it's kind of frustrating, you know? And that's why I wrote this record.
No, and it's being received so well because not only is it empowering, but it's an anthem and it sounds really good on the radio. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
And this kind of, you know, leads up to your debut album. It's amazing. We've been talking for, you know, over 2 years now, but your debut album in what, 17 days?
I'm like, wait, what day is it today?
Yeah, I know. So it's at the time we're talking, it's 17 days away, September 18th, right?
Yeah.
That's insane. So what is, what's going on through your head? You know, you've been spending so much time writing and recording and putting all of your heart and soul into this project. And now what, 2 weeks away from releasing it? Tell me what your feelings.
I am ecstatic. I feel like finally everyone can hear and gets to hear what I've been working on and talking about and keeping secret. And, you know, so, and it's so hard for me to keep a secret. My entire family knows, like, I am like an open book. Like, I am so honest and so hard to keep this for my fans and not tweet about it. That's why I go silent sometimes on Twitter, because I'm like, I can't not say it.
Right.
So it's really exciting that it's finally coming out. It's my little baby, and you guys can experience it in 2 weeks.
It's incredible. So tell me the process. How long did it take you to make? When did you stop recording it? Did you record any of it during the pandemic, or how did that work?
I recorded a track called Heaven, the first song on the debut album. That's the first song I did. And that was the last song I did in quarantine this year. Everything else I pretty much finished last year. And yeah, it's really exciting. It took like a year.
Okay. And all the songs that you've released, you know, since, you know, obviously Sweet But Psycho and Kings and Queens, Who's Laughing Now? Like these songs are super good. So is this what we can expect off the entire album, or?
Yes. Okay, so I hate to say it, but it's really fun. It's really fun. And this other record that's coming out in 2 days called Oh My God, What's Happening is coming out. And it's just like, It's like it's a little goofy in the bridge. Like I'm talking about like kissing the guy, but punching the guy at the same time. Like, you know how we feel in relationships,
sure.
But I'm literally talking in it. And so any of my friends, anyone that's close to me knows like I'm really goofy. So I really wanted to add this little silly part in there, but it's also a really fun song. Feels a little, has mixes, like a little bit of disco, like, you know, those nostalgic feelings. So it's really me.
Is that the song you're most looking forward to your fans hearing, or is there that one song?
One of them.
I wonder how they're going to take this.
One of them. They're all very, very good.
That's incredible. So you can't pick a favorite baby, right? I mean, if they're all your,
right,
all your children on the album, it's hard to pick a favorite. That's kind of wrong.
This one track, Belladonna, is really good too, and it's different from what I've done. It's very vibey. It's a little sexy. It's a little bit slower, but it's still a little dance. It's like, it's a little cooler, I think, than everything else. Everything else is really upbeat and fast. That's a really good one. I'm excited about.
Did I read correctly that Charlie Puth co-wrote a song, or did the internet lie to me?
Oh my God, it's so crazy because this song, there's a song on there. It's called Tattoo, and it used to be called Black Shoes. I wrote it in Sweden, and I called it Black Shoes. It was kind of like, I wear my black shoes, I don't take them off, because once I do, then I become somebody I'm not. And then I'm from Sweden, came to America. We started messing with the song. And then there comes Charlie in the verse, switches the verse around. And then we switched some lyrics with the writer called Jay Cash as well. And we called it Tattoo. So it's funny because I initially called it Black Shoes. But now it's called Tattoo. And Charlie added some flair in the verse. And like, he's so talented. So it was really fun working with him.
Yeah, talking to him is like talking like to Mozart. He hears the pitches and he's just...
Oh, he's like, wait.
Yeah, he's crazy. So that kind of happened organically. That's a
very
cool story.
Organic. He heard the song and he's like, I have an idea for this part, for the verse. And I was like, let me hear it, you know? And so we kind of just basically swapped the verse because, you know, his was so cool. And I was just like, you're a genius. I just can't say no.
Is that easy to do from a songwriter perspective, to kind of let someone else, like a third party, kind of like infiltrate your sound and like switch things around? Or are you open to that kind of cool collaboration?
I work with Sergeant on every song. He's a producer I work with, and he's executive producer. So we work on every song together. So we kind of talk amongst each other, and we basically go, you know, is this better? Is this worse? Is this going to make an impact better than what it was? So we go through all the different like kind of reasoning behind it, you know? So we go through, you know, what we need to do to figure out if it's good or not. And with Charlie's idea, we just couldn't resist. It was so good.
And then when do you decide like to say, okay, this album is complete. It is done. No more changes. This is how I feel. It's ready.
I mean, we lived with it for a year. So, you know, we had a whole year to be like,
yeah. I can just imagine that process, like trying to like whittle down like the playlist and, you know, which songs mean the most to you and the edits. And so here it is, just 2 weeks away from release. You have a special, you know, outfit you're going to wear on release day, who you're going to hang out with, family, a hairstyle.
I'm very spontaneous. You know, I wear my outfits based on my mood. I try not to plan my outfits. I have an amazing stylist that just gives me a bunch of clothes, but I don't like plan the days. Like I literally wake up one morning, if I want to wear all black, like today, I wear all black, you know, or if I want to be super colorful, I just like mix everything together. And sometimes I look like crazy and horrible, but you know what? That's my mood.
I've never seen you have a horrible mood. Let's just put it that way.
Thank you.
So whatever the mood strikes you, I like that. And
oh,
so
tattoo. What's that tattoo? I like that.
Oh, so this is my dog's paw print. So this is actually a cover up. I got a tattoo of an ex on my wrist, and I was like, I'll always love my dog. My dog will always be a part of my life. So boom.
Oh, so my dog's cute. Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. I love that.
Thank you. And you know, this year has kind of been like a learning process for all of us, right? I mean, this pandemic that you mentioned earlier has kind of affected literally every person, animal, being on this planet. You know, what have you learned about yourself throughout all this? I know that I've learned that I'm having a baby all of a sudden this year. That was a surprise to me.
Oh, my God. Congrats.
I'm one of those people on your timeline. It's like,
oh, my God. Is it a boy or a girl? Or are you not allowed
a girl.
To say? Oh, my God. You know, my mom always says, because she has a boy and a girl, my mom's like, you know, she's like, I had your brother. You know, he only wanted a car and T-shirts. a card 16 t-shirts with you, like from the day you were born, you were so needy. I'm like, Mom. So she's like, anyone having a girl, like be careful.
Oh, I know. Seriously, I'm ready for her.
But you're lucky. She's gonna be a little daddy's girl. So cute.
Yes, I hope so. We're super excited. But it brings me to, like, you know, everyone has like these surprises and, you know, things they're learning about themselves. Anything on your end that you've discovered about yourself during this wacky time?
So in the beginning, I did not take it well. I was eating everything in sight. Then I couldn't fit in my jeans. And so I had to stop it. I ate literally everything in sight. I postmated everything. Like, I don't know. I ate so much, like literally the world was ending.
Yeah. That was me too. Like in March when it first started, I was like, it'll be like a 3-week thing. I'm going to eat all the Oreos.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, what am I doing? Pause on everything. I've lost my mind. And then I got back on track. That was one thing. And then I'm a really restless person. Like, I have energy all the time. Knock on wood. I don't know why. I'm like an energizer bunny, and I feel like it's really weird. And so I think that has been the hardest thing, like calming down. Like in the beginning of quarantine, I had nothing to do.
Right.
Just like everyone. And so that was difficult. Now, luckily, knock on wood again, I'm busy.
No, that's so true though, because you were talking about how, you know, 2 years ago you were hopping on a plane and that was, you know, the start of your career with Sweet But Psycho. Now
it was like,
nothing, you know, in the beginning of quarantine. It's like the world just stopped and it's like, okay,
and
what
I couldn't
now?
See my family because I didn't, you know, we were so scared, of course, and we didn't want to get anyone we loved sick, and who knew what we had, right? So we were so scared, and I was like looking at my mom through my window for like a month, and then finally we all quarantined and saw each other. But
yeah, it got sticky in the beginning, especially like March, April, like, whoa.
I'm trying
mentally,
to
physically, yeah.
I mean, it's just a lot of fear, which I think we need to release and just be careful, wash your hands, wear a mask. Like, I think we just can't let the fear eat us up because mentally it's really bad, especially for introverts. I mean, I'm an extrovert, but I can't imagine what introverts feel like, because like it's not good if I felt it and I'm an extrovert.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because not only are you isolated physically, but you start isolating yourself emotionally and it's
Yeah.
So it's like, stay communicating, even if you can't like see each other physically.
Yeah, FaceTime.
Talk to mom, call mom up, like, you know. Are you gonna be with family come release day? Are you gonna be with everyone?
I am. You know, I might eat a lot of cake. I have a feeling they're gonna bring cake over. Every time there's like a big release, they bring cake over. So I'm just gonna prepare not to eat all day and then eat all the cake at night.
Come on, you've been working on this thing for a year. Eat up.
No, I'm kidding. I actually eat all the time.
Enjoy it, Ava. This album is going to be a really fun listen. I already know, you know, just based
thank
on all
you.
The songs we're already playing on 96.5. So congratulations.
You.
2 weeks away. We can't wait to hear it. Heaven and Hell. Definitely grab it and keep on requesting Kings and Queens. I think it's coming up in like 10 minutes on my show.
Oh my God, when I come to you, hopefully your baby girl will have been delivered at that time and maybe I can meet your little, I love babies.
Aww. Yes. Squeeze those cheeks.
I know.
We'll see you in Philly, hopefully sooner than later.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Ava. Congrats on everything.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
See you.